The Armed Forces Radio Service presents the FBI in Peace and War.
Tonight's story, The Newspaper Man.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, Mrs. Walters.
Yes?
Well, the truth is I should have been a newspaper man before I took up what you might say was a criminal career. Only the trouble was every time I tried to go straight, this Nick Carney wouldn't let me. You know what I mean?
I think so. Go ahead, please.
Well, Nick is up for 10 years now where he can't bother anybody, so I figured this time I'm going to make the grade.
That's why you wrote Mr. Harrison your letter asking for a job.
Yes, ma'am, and he says to me in reply, okay, Jerry, if Mrs. Walters, my personnel manager, approves, I'll take a chance on you. So here I am, Mrs. Walters, and all you got to do is say yes, and this company has got itself a top-flight newspaper man, practically for nothing, right?
Perhaps. But I'd really like to know a little more about your background, Mr. King.
Call me Jerry, huh?
All right, Jerry.
You mean my professional background. Well, this last stretch, I was editor of the Kansas State Penitentiary News, and before that, the Ohio Reformatory Daily.
No, not in the newspaper line, Mr. King. I'd like to...
You want me to come clean, huh? How I got to meet Mr. Harrison, how I come I want a job here, all that.
If you feel like telling me.
Oh, why not? From where do you want it?
Well, how did you decide on...
Doing a job on this plant? I didn't. Nick Conti decided that. Then he roped me in on it.
Well, why don't you tell me about that?
Okay. Mind if I smoke?
Not at all.
Would you?
No, thanks.
Well, now, this starts about 18 months ago, I guess. One night when I'm alone in my room practicing on a typewriter.
Practicing?
Yes, ma'am. Short stories, newspaper features, stuff like that. You see, daytimes I'm working in this garage, and nighttimes I'm practicing writing because I figure someday I'm going to do what I always wanted to do, and I got to keep in practice so opportunity can knock on my door. Well, the only trouble is opportunity doesn't knock on my door this particular night. It is strictly somebody else. Okay, I'm coming. You don't have to break it down. I think I couldn't hear you something.
Hello, Jerry.
Nick.
That's right. Go ahead in, Joe. Joe, I want you to meet my new partner, Joe Motto. Joe,
look, Nick, I'm very busy tonight. Couldn't you...
Joe, this is Jerry King, best advanced man in the business.
Glad to know you, Jerry. Nick tells me lots of good things about you.
I'm glad to know you, Joe, but look, Nick, I'm really very
busy. You're a typewriter, huh? You see, Joe, it's just like I said, this Jerry's a real conscientious kind of worker. Even when he's not on a job, he's keeping up a front.
This isn't any front, Nick. I'm
yeah,
really...
Yeah, I've been hearing that tune for the last 10 years. Sit down, Joe. What do you got to drink, Jerry? And we'll get down to business.
I haven't got anything to drink.
Okay, we'll just talk business. Hey, you know, I had a hard time finding you. How come you're way over this side of town?
I was hoping you wouldn't find me.
That's so.
Listen, Nick, you got to give me a break this
time. I am, Jerry. The best break you ever had. You come to fire maybe 10,000 on this job?
Whatever it is, I don't want it.
I heard that tune before, too. You know, Joe, this guy...
I don't want it. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Tell him the layout, Joe.
Nick!
Look, kid. I don't like to push my weight around, but if you want to stay alive and healthy, you're in on this with us.
You could get somebody else, Nick.
I like you for this job, Jerry. It's the kind of thing that takes class.
Nick, the last time you promised me...
I know, but I was lying just to keep you happy. Once you work for me, Jerry, you're one of my boys. And the only time you're stopping one of my boys is when they put you 6 feet under. Tell him the layout, Joe.
Well, what we got in mind, Jerry, is a payroll over at the Harrison Manufacturing Company. Like Nick says, we want an advanced man with class to go in and set up the deal. Just right. Now we figure you make out like you're a newspaper man. You'll go in to see Harrison himself and tell him your paper wants to do a story about a plant which he is helping a defense effort north. Well, once you set up this Harrison...
And that's what my paper has in mind, Mr. Harrison, a series of feature articles on key men in the defense factories all over the state.
Well, that sounds very interesting, Mr. King. When would this series appear?
Well, not for a couple of weeks, probably. After I do this story on you, I'm going to see Henry Adamson over at Consolidated Motors and then George Craig at Pioneer Aircraft. Take a couple of weeks easily.
Well, naturally, I'm flattered, but I'm terribly busy, Mr. King.
Could you give me a half hour every other day this week?
I think that could be managed.
That's all I need, Mr. Harrison. That and a few minutes for pictures, and I'll have everything.
Pictures?
Yes, sir. We'd like to take a few informal shots of you here in your office and one or two around the plant. You know how editors are, always yelling for pictures.
Yes, I suppose they are. Well, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't go ahead with this, Mr. King. After all, it's good publicity for our product.
Oh, certainly is, Mr. Harrison. And after I write the story, if there's anything you want changed...
No, I believe in letting every specialist do his work in his own way. Even writers.
Well, thanks a lot. I'll try to justify your confidence.
I'm sure you will, Mr. King.
Will tomorrow about this time suit you for our first talk?
This time we'll be fine.
Good. I'll be here at 10 promptly. And thanks, Mr. Harrison. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Not at all. See you tomorrow.
10 sharp. I'll be here. Nick, for the love of Mike, what are you doing here?
Just seeing you carry out your assignment. Keep walking. My car's down the corner. How'd it go?
Went all right.
Did he fall for that newspaper malarkey?
Yeah, he fell for it.
Good. And you set up about bringing someone in to take pictures?
Yeah, everything's set up. Listen, Nick, I don't like this deal, honest. I got a funny feeling about it.
Yeah, I know. There's your car. Get in.
Nick.
I know all about your feelings, kid. When are you meeting Harrison again?
Tomorrow morning at 10.
Okay. You'll be there tomorrow at 10. And let me give you one piece of advice, Jerry. This proposition don't go right along on schedule. You're going to be in trouble. Serious trouble, Jerry. I'm not horsing around. Believe me.
And when Nick said serious trouble, it was just the same as saying a one-way ticket to the morgue. So what could I do?
You continued on schedule.
Yes, ma'am. I kept up my act with Mr. Harrison while Nick and Joe was getting ready for the stick-up. Well, naturally, I kept trying to work out something that would get me off the hook, but I couldn't figure an angle. Of course, I didn't know at the time there was somebody else trying to figure an angle, too.
There's the place, Frank. Smiling Jim the Miracle Man.
Looks like Jim does all right for himself, doesn't it?
Yeah, the sheriff said he was the biggest used car dealer in the state.
Might as well drive right into the lot.
Just watch out he doesn't try to buy the car from us.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. The name's Smiling Jim. What can I do for you? Any kind of car you want, I've got it. Cadillac, Buick, Chrysler.
Well, thanks, but we're not interested in a car right now.
Say, this isn't a bad little job you got right here. I tell you what, I'll give you $1,100 on a trade. No questions asked.
Well, that's very nice of you, but we've got other business. My name is Shepard, and this is Agent Bailey. We're from the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Oh, the FBI. Well, I'm glad to know you, gentlemen. Sheriff Thomas said you'd be over this morning. It's about that 45 Packard sedan, huh?
That's right.
Well, I got it right over there against the fence.
Can we see it now?
Sure, sure. Come on along. Say, you fellas think this number really was used as a hold-up car?
We think so, Mr.
Hurley's the name. Jim Hurley.
We think so, Mr. Hurley. The money pouch your mechanic found under the back seat was definitely identified as one of the three taken out of the Taylor Woolen Mills payroll.
That's what the sheriff said, but there wasn't any printing on it. How'd you know?
The printing had been erased, but it showed up under laboratory analysis.
Well, there she is, gents. Nobody's touched her since Fred found that money bag.
Good.
Are you going to take fingerprints?
That's right, Mr. Hurley.
You mind if I watch?
Not at all, but we will ask you not to mention this around town, Mr. Hurley.
Oh, sure. Mum's the word. I'll tell Fred, too.
Thanks.
You know, if there's one thing I'm interested in, it's detective stories. I looked up all about this holdup in the back file to the paper.
Excuse me, Mr. Hurley.
Oh, sure.
Rear view mirror first, Shep.
Yep. Yes, sir. These fellas were real smart with this holdup. You got to give them credit for that. It's like I was saying to Fred. They didn't go in with guns and take chances like lots of crooks would. They did it the scientific way. Now, you take the way they built up that cashier in the factory, how they walked right in with a camera like they're going to take his picture. I call that scientific.
And so, at the end of the week, everything was set, and all I had to do was get Nick and his camera in to see Mr. Harrison.
This camera was...
That was part of the routine, so on the day of the holdup, Nick and Joe could walk right into the main offices to make out like they was going to take more pictures.
I see. And all this time, you were fooling Mr. Harrison into thinking you were doing an article about him for the newspaper.
Yes, ma'am, but not quite.
What?
I wasn't quite fooling him. Like I told you before, I used to practice on a typewriter doing stories and features just in case. Well, I wrote all about Mr. Harrison, just like I was a real newspaper man, and...
You actually wrote an article?
Yes, ma'am. 2,400 words.
Go on, please. What happened?
Well, I figured since I wrote it, and since Mr. Harrison was such a nice guy and all, I might as well give it to him, sort of like a memento. You know what I mean? So, on the last day, when my end of the deal is practically finished, I let him read it. And while he's reading, Nick is there with his camera, making out like he's snapping pictures all over the place.
All right, Mr. Harrison, look up for just a second now. That's it. Hold it just like that. Thank you. Mr. King?
Yes?
You think we got enough on Mr. Harrison now?
Oh, yeah, sure, Nick. That's fine. Now, you want some stuff in the machine shop and on the assembly line, don't you?
Well, it's kind of late in the day, Mr. King.
Yeah, I guess it is. Well, maybe Mr. Harrison will let you come back on Saturday. Would that be all right, Mr. Harrison?
Why, yes, of course. Come back any time you like. I'll get you a pass for the front gate.
That'll be fine, Mr. Harrison. Okay. I guess that's about all. Are you going to a hotel now, Mr. King?
Yeah, I guess so.
Mr. King.
Yes?
I don't want to hold you up if you've got work to do, but I thought I'd like to go over this article before you go.
Well,
You wrote an article, Mr. King? I mean, you finished it already?
Well, after all, it's my job, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. I just never saw you work so fast before. That's all. See you back at the hotel, huh?
Yeah, sure, Nick. I'll see you there.
Goodbye, Mr. Harrison. I'll be back Saturday with a couple of more men, and we'll clean up the rest of these pictures.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Mr. King?
Yes?
Don't forget to let me see a copy of the article when you get back. I'd like to know what's going on when I'm doing the job. See you Saturday, Mr. Harrison. So long.
Well, your photographer takes his work very seriously, doesn't he, Mr. King?
Yeah, he likes to have his finger in everything.
Well, now, about this piece you've written.
Yeah?
Frankly, Mr. King, it embarrasses me.
Oh, it's bad, huh?
Bad? I think it's terrific. I'm only embarrassed because it makes me and my work seem much too important.
You mean you like it?
Well, that's putting it mildly, Mr. King. I think you have a great deal of talent. I'm not a literary man myself, but I can recognize something good when I see it.
Oh, no.
What?
I mean, I didn't know. Nobody ever told me.
Your editor doesn't even pat you on the back for a good job.
No, he...
Mr. King.
Call me Jerry, will you?
Jerry. I don't know what they pay you on that paper of yours, but I'm sure it's not enough. We fired our publicity man 2 months ago. How would you like the job?
Publicity? Oh, no, I...
$200 a week for the first 6 months. And if you're any good, you write your own ticket after that.
Mr. Harrison...
Tell you what, Jerry. Don't give me an answer right now. Think it over till Saturday, and we'll have a talk then. What do you say?
Mr. Harrison...
Yes?
I guess I'd better get back to my hotel. I think I'm going to be sick. And when I got back to the hotel, I didn't have time to be sick. Nick was waiting for me in the room, and I finally had to tell him what had happened. Don't you understand, Nick? This is the break I've always hoped for.
You're a publicity man. That kills me.
Nick, please listen. This is the biggest chance I'll ever get. The guy thinks I'm legitimate. He really wants me to go to work for him.
Stop talking like a goon.
Nick.
You look tired, Jerry. Better sleep it off.
Listen, Nick, call this job off. Just this one job.
What?
You can do it. There's plenty
of others. Sleep it off, Jerry. You'll do that.
Look, okay, so this has hit you sudden. Just think about it, Nick, all right? Don't turn me down yet. Look, Nick, I've saved up a little dough. I got a couple of grand in the bank. If I give you the dough...
Jerry.
Nick, listen, talking over with Joe anyway, do that much, will you?
Do it, Jerry, I'm telling you. You're in this. You're staying in.
So, Nick wouldn't let me off the hook. I just had to go ahead with the deal.
But you wanted to get off the hook?
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to get out any way I could, and I kept trying to figure a way, but while I was figuring, I guess somebody else was, too.
Memorandum to Shepherd. Fingerprints taken from car used in Taylor Woolen Mills robbery match those of Nicholas Conti, alias Nick Conway. Conti is wanted by the Bureau on 2 previous charges. Sign it, Bailey.
To
all FBI field officers and local law enforcement agencies, areas 22 through 40. Be on the alert for Nicholas Conti, alias Nick Conway, believed to be somewhere in your vicinity. This man, now wanted on 3 robbery charges, is armed and very dangerous. Description follows. Repeat, be on the alert for Nicholas Conti.
Shepherd, FBI, Washington. In reference bureaus alert, Nicholas Conti with aliases. Local woman this city claims he has information of man described in your circular. Suggest interview with her. Awaiting word. Signed, Palmer, Chief Police, Bay City.
And the more I thought about Nick and the robbery, the more depressed I got. And the more depressed I got, the more I wanted that job with Mr. Harrison. And all that time I spent in the hotel bar drinking, letting the whole thing go round and round in my mind, trying to figure a way out. And finally, all at once, suddenly on the night before the deal was coming off, I knew what I was going to do. I was going to put through 2 telephone calls. And I went immediately to the phone booth and put through the first. Mr. Harrison, this is Jerry King calling. Hope I didn't wake you up.
Jerry, what an hour to call. Have you been drinking?
I wouldn't know about that, Mr. Harrison. I just called to ask you if you really meant what you said about giving me that job, I mean.
Well, you have been drinking.
Did you, Mr. Harrison, mean it?
Of course I did.
Okay, Mr. Harrison, that's all I wanted to know. You got yourself a new publicity man.
You're accepting the job?
I am, first thing Monday.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that, Jerry. But couldn't this have waited until the morning?
Mr. Harrison, it couldn't. Believe me, this is one thing that couldn't have waited. I knew what I was going to do, and I put through the first call. And after that, I put through the second.
Palmer speaking.
Hello, this is a friend calling. I have some important criminal information. I'm not saying who I am, so don't bother asking.
Okay, let's have it.
Now listen close. I'm not going to repeat it to give you time for a tracer. There's going to be a holdup tomorrow morning over at the Harrison Manufacturing Company. It's set for 11 o'clock. 2 men are going to do the job, Nick Conti and Joe Amata. And they'll have a pass to get through the gate. Harrison Manufacturing Company, 11 o'clock sharp. I put through the first call, and I put through the second. I knew what I was going to do. And for the first time that week, I had a full night's sleep. But the next morning, Saturday, one of the things I didn't know happened.
Morning, Jerry.
Joe, what are you doing here? I thought...
You thought wrong. Get your coat, Jerry. You're coming along with Nick and me.
What?
Get your coat. You and us got a date with the payroll at 11 o'clock. Sharp.
What time is it, Frank?
10:30 on the nose, Shep.
The men all set?
All set. The gate is covered from every angle.
Good.
You think the tip is on the level, Shep?
Your guess is as good as mine, Frank. But in half an hour from now, we ought to find out.
This. Where are we going?
You'll see, Jerry. Take the next left to Folklin Avenue.
Nick.
Keep your eyes on the road, Jerry.
But listen...
Jerry's having trouble driving. Help him. Do like Nick tells you, Jerry. Eyes on the road. A left here.
Joe, what is this?
You haven't figured it yet? Nick told me you were such a smart apple, Jerry. I thought you'd figure it the minute I picked you up at the hotel.
Next right, Jerry. And about a mile further along the turnpike.
Turnpike?
Uh-huh. It was right to the Harrison Manufacturing Company. Figure it now?
Nick.
Keep going, Jerry. I'd hate to let this gun go off in your gut.
Listen, you're not trying to include me in this holdup.
That's the idea, Jerry.
No!
Take it easy, kid. You'll live longer.
Nick, you don't mean this.
Sure, I mean it. You're in, Jerry. What's the matter with that?
Everything.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean...
What do you mean?
Look, I'm turning back.
You hear that, Joe? Jerry's turning back.
Uh-huh. Just drives it. His brain splatters all over the car.
Nick, this is crazy. I'm no good at this kind of thing. I'm just an advanced
man. Why don't you relax, Jerry? You're in, and that's that.
It isn't. Listen, okay, so I asked you to call off the job. Only leave me out.
You're almost there, Jerry. Forget it.
No, no, you gotta leave me out.
What you so excited about, Jerry? You come along, you don't come along. What's the difference?
A lot of difference.
Tell me.
Nick, I'm an advanced man, that's all.
That's all. Joe.
Yeah, Nick.
I don't like the smell of this thing.
Huh?
Jerry, I gave you a piece of advice once. I said if this proposition didn't go through on schedule, you were going to be in trouble, serious trouble. I hope you took that advice, Jerry.
What are you talking about?
There's a place, Nick. What do we do?
How about it, Jerry? What do we do? Go in or stay out? Yeah?
Nick,
if you took my advice, the proposition will go through on schedule. We got nothing to worry about. Do we go in or stay out?
Jerry?
We go in, Nick. You're right. We got nothing to worry about. We went in, and they were waiting for us, the FBI. The watchman, Agent Shepard, took the pass that Mr. Harrison had given us, and then, well, then they took us.
I see. But didn't you explain?
Oh, yes, I explained. That's how I was able to say this all started about 18 months ago.
I beg your pardon?
Well, Nick and Joe, they got set up for 10 years apiece. Me, I got off with one.
Oh.
Anyway, now you know. That's how I got to meet Mr. Harrison. That's how I come I want a job here.
I see.
I don't get the job, huh? Well, I don't blame you. No hard feelings. I only thought...
Mr. King.
Yes?
As you said when you came in here, I wanted you to come clean. You did. And that's all Mr. Harrison wanted of you.
Mr. Harrison?
He hoped you might come back one day, Mr. King. And he left certain instructions about it.
What?
He left instructions. If you came back and didn't come clean, no job. If you came back and did, you were to be hired immediately.
Mrs. Walters...
And don't thank me, Mr. King. This is all Mr. Harrison's idea. I guess he just knows a good newspaper man when he sees one.
And Jerry King got the job as publicity director of the Harrison Manufacturing Company. Nick Conti and Joseph Amato are still serving their 10-year terms in prison. Certain individuals become involved in crime who normally would be the most legitimate of citizens. Such an individual was one who put honesty above crime in his effort to be the newspaper man. FBI and Peace and War came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.